71 years ago this month, Japanese Americans who had been held in internment camps during World War II were allowed to return to the West Coast. When Roy and Alice Coe were released, eventually they found their way to the inland Northwest, Richland, Washington, home of the Hanford Nuclear Reservation, and mostly populated by white families. Their children, David and Karen Coe, talked about what it was like to grow up in Richland in the years after World War II. They recorded their conversation at the StoryCorps booth in New Holly in South Seattle last summer.
Richland was created during World War II as the city that housed all of the workers who were at Hanford in the various reactors out there who were developing the plutonium for the war effort. So the bombs that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, ironically, because we are Japanese Americans and because Mom and Dad had both been put into concentration camps during World War II. So the fact that they, you know, came out of those camps, went to college, and then ended up in Richland at this site that was making this stuff was kind of ironic. I don't know if Mom and Dad thought it was very ironic.
Yeah, we were talking about that last night, whether or not it was part of the conscious decision to come to Richland for them. And he graduated in chemistry. I think the consciousness was more, this is a great opportunity. Let's move out there and raise our family.
I think at the time when we were growing up, in fact, that Richland had an incredibly high percentage of PhDs in the per capita or something. It was ridiculous. Also had a really high percentage of white people. It was a really white community. For a long time when I was young, I thought that all Japanese American people lived in California because we go every year down to California to see moms, our aunts and uncles and cousins. And there were lots of Japanese American people in California. I thought, wow, this is a cool state.
And my experience was a little different in that I didn't really think about race much growing up there. It became more apparent to me when I went away to college.
I realized when I got to college and was thinking about and sort of studying race and the whole business around the incarceration of the Japanese during World War II. It's just so infuriating. And then just thinking about the way that I felt that our family and me and our family that I really needed to sort of prove to everybody in Richland that we were as white as they were, that we were as good as everybody else, and it was remember when I was in grade school. I'm not sure what grade exactly, but this kid came out on the playground and called me a dirty Jap one day, and I don't know why. I don't probably tougher than him or something, but I went running home and it was really upset, and I don't know why I was so upset, because I wasn't familiar with the term, so I didn't know exactly what it meant, but it was just that there was so much sort of hostility in his voice when he said that it just made me feel bad, so I ran home and I told Mom, and Mom gave me the "you be proud of being Japanese" lecture. And proud of being part of our family, and that I always needed to make the family proud. And
I remember that too. Yeah, make the family proud. I remember less of being proud of being Japanese, but just more proud of being part of this family, because we didn't have a lot of cultural things. We didn't speak Japanese at home.
Until the Japanese man came once a month in Richland. When the truck would come from Seattle full of, probably got everything from a Wajimaya, but had all of these great, you know, Japanese food. This guy would make stops in the little towns, and then he would come to Richland and pull into our driveway, and like all the kids in the neighborhood would come down to check it out because it was so cool.
I have memories of that too, in that one of my favorite things that he would bring were those, they're like a little jellied candy that you can eat the paper.
Yeah,
you could eat the paper, and then there was a little prize that was in the box. So that was a big deal.
Brother and sister David Coe and Karen Coe recorded their conversation at StoryCorps in Seattle's New Holly neighborhood last summer. They were recalling growing up in Richland, Washington, the atomic city.